So we're back. We're speaking to Katie Ellis from, I keep on kidding, it's Kathy. I apologize, Kathy, who's not only an author, a published author, but a personal trainer. She has a company that she has called Choice Concepts and provides training and education in learning more about how to be successful with your personal life or your business. And the book that you've written, which is an unusual title in a sense. It talks about the darkness cannot keep us choosing a better tomorrow. How'd you come up with that that title?
When I decided to rewrite the book a year and a half ago, I had originally had a different title, and I thought I want people to see that no matter how dark things get, they can make a choice. Because to me, choices are the greatest gifts we've been given besides life itself. The power of choice is the number one thing in our lives besides breathing. So I wanted people to know that no matter how dark things got, they could choose a better tomorrow. They could have hope through my story that things will get better. Because my whole life has changed. And the first part of the book, as you said in the last segment, is a little bit depressing because that's the life that I lived. But the second half of the book is where the promise is. The second half of the book shows you that no matter what happens in life, we can make a new choice. And sometimes it takes persistence. It takes the will to do it. It takes a certain sense of commitment, but we can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it. So that's why I chose that title.
The book that you've written, you've basically started from your mother's womb, you said, and it brought you through to where you are today. So it's really truly a journey of your life and what can become of an individual's life. Is there a particular thing about the book that you're most proud of?
I think the thing I'm most proud of is the fact that, number one, I got published. Number two, that I got endorsements from Dr. Larry Dossey, who is a renowned author and physician. He sat on the National Institute of Health's board of directors and worked with NASA and the astronaut program in mind-body medicine. I also received an endorsement from Dr. Eldon Taylor, who is the author of over 20 best-selling books and is also in the psychology field and a renowned man in his own right. To receive those two endorsements helped me to realize that I was on the right track mm-hmm. with this book, that reaching out to help other people is what this book is going to do. And that was a real encouragement to me. I took a copy of the book to my own doctor, and her first comment to me was, "Do not let this book die. Keep going. People need to read this book." So I'm encouraged by that.
Well, then what's coming up next? Do you see another book on the horizon? Earmarking some things that you're doing now, or what's your plan?
What I'd like to do is, through the process of the workshops, I'm hoping to get to know other people's stories and hear other. I've already heard some people who have read the book call me up or email me and say, "Wow, I had this experience. This means I'm not crazy."
Right.
You know, I had this experience. And so I'm hoping maybe I can put a book together that other people can share their stories with the world so that all of us realize that there is more to life than just this conscious being in a random world.
Well, you know, I've had the opportunity now as a host on this show to have 150, 160 guests so far that I've met and spoke with and had the opportunity to learn about what they're doing. And it's always interesting to me to learn. I mean, to really learn about the different stories and what's become of the person's life and how they're successful and what their struggles are and what their family situation is and what their advice is, you know. So you got the bug going in me. I think I'm going to be putting together a book about what makes successful people tick, you know, and what is – there's so much commonality, really, is what I'm finding from the notes that I've taken. And I like most people, the great thing about what I do is I get an opportunity to hear the show. I get a CD of this, so I listen and re-listen to what people have said to me and said to the audience, and it's really it's enlightening. So it's a great opportunity for you and for the listeners to learn about you and your business and your book and your life's journey and how it can help people really develop a new focus on how they can change their life from where they are and where they want to be. And I think it's so important to let people give them a pathway or a roadway to help get some things done, because most people don't take time to really figure out for themselves. Sometimes they need some guidance from a third party just to be objective. You know, I think that's right. The objective of your book is to maybe stop, take a look at where you came from and what can happen to your life. So we don't want to be too philosophical, but we know that by putting down something and writing like you've done, then become successful with a book and have somebody publish it. What a great story. You know, I know a lot of people are publishing things today on the internet, but that's a little bit different than having somebody say, yeah, this is good material. We want to publish that for you. So what would you like to leave the listeners with today, Kathy, about what you're doing and what you want to do?
I think people need to understand that what happens to us shapes us. What we do with it defines us. And the choices that we make are either conscious or they're unconscious. And if we are consciously living our lives and focusing on the important things in life and letting all of the other chatter go, we can experience phenomenal success. Phenomenal success. The only reason I say that is because I've experienced it in my own life. So I'm hoping that people are encouraged by this. I'm hoping that they will give me a call. My number is 208-683-9191. Or they can email me at choices1111@gmail.com. I hope they'll visit my book website, thedarknesscannotkeepus.com. If they're interested in the workshops, they can go to choosingabettertomorrow.com.
You're also going to be a book signing where?
I'll be at Spokane Valley on the 27th of July from 1 to 3. And I'll also be in the Tri-Cities on July 20th from 1 to 3 at Barnes & Noble.
Awesome. You know, I read recently, I don't know if it was Winston Churchill, I don't know if I read it in your book or I read it in another book recently, that when you're going through hell, he said, keep on going.
Right.
So that's what what it's all about. The goal isn't in the end, it's in the going, you know.
Right.
So we need to keep conscious of that as individuals and as business people and keep focused. So thanks again for joining us. This is your host, John Marchezo. This is Focus on Business, 790 KJRB. Tune in again the same time tomorrow or tune in at 6 o'clock in the evening. So if you didn't hear it right the first time, you can get a second shot at it at 6 o'clock. So thanks again. This is your host, John Marchezo, 790 KJRB. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining Focus on Business, hosted by John Marchezo. Brought to you in part by Dunham & Associates.